today and hooking it up. Appreciate Hosanna sitting in front of everybody instead of back in the back and working the projector. It's been great to have that. It's so good to have Prophet Belinda back. Amen. It's great to have you back in the house of the Lord. Praise God. So we thank God. Be sure and invite ones to come. We have good stuff here. And I know there's some traveling today. Sister Ina Carr and Steve, they're in Elkhart, Indiana. She's filling in for Dr. Janet Cook, who is on a vacation with her husband. So it's good to send Ina to Elkhart. Also, Prophet Terry, he's in Plainwell, Michigan, at the church up there. And he's trying to harness that church into our network of churches that meet on Friday nights, on the fourth Friday, on Southwest Michigan Equipping Ministries. So let's bless those folks as they go. Also, just remember those who are struggling. Around the holidays is a tremendous struggle for some folks on many levels. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's relational. Sometimes it's people who have gone on to be with the Lord and they're especially missing them and so forth. So let's just right now, let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for those in our fellowship who may be struggling at this time during the holidays, those who may be sensing loss, or those who may be under oppression or even depression, those who may be in fear. We just come against those spirits, Lord, that would attack any of our family, and we bind and muzzle and gag their voices from speaking into their lives. We thank you, Lord, that we release them from their assignments against them. We actually cast out devils in Jesus' name, and we release ones to the freedom and the peace of God. We thank you for those who are struggling even physically, Lord, that need a touch from heaven to strengthen them, and we bless you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Yes, Sister Karen. Well, amen, amen. The Lord told us, well, praise God. We can thank God for that. Amen. We're together, Belinda and I. Praise God. We told our story a little bit last Sunday, and our story is an amazing story, really, because we had both pretty much come to the idea that we were going to be single for a while, and then the Lord began to work in us that, no, we're going to get married, you know. And yet we wanted to be very, very careful about that because there's a lot of consequences to that. And, man, we're enjoying life together. Amen. And the Lord said, I'll put you together and people will see you and be glad and rejoice with you. And that's exactly what's been happening as we travel around the world. And people in Battle Creek this weekend were just overjoyed to be with us and to cooperate with what the Spirit of God is doing in our life. God has done something remarkable in us. I don't know if you realize it, but something remarkable has happened beyond a storybook, you know, type of thing that you could write about. So we're very happy to be together. And like Pastor Belinda said, there's a lot of things that we did and committed to and were promised to us in our former marriages that the Lord has not forgotten. We had a very specific prophecy from Jane Hammond that the things that were spoken over us in our previous marriages would continue to come to pass, and that the Lord had not forgotten that, and neither should we. And so it's been a great comfort to us to move in that dimension. We are now moving, I think I shared by the word of the Lord last week, that there's 20 days before 2020 that are special days set apart for intimacy with me, with God. And that's a time of special seeking, of special hearing, of special looking into the things of the Spirit in a more diligent way, a more focused way. I'm really pressing in to see what God has for me, for Belinda and I, for our family, for those who are with us in the work of the Lord around the world. I really believe there's a special time of impartation of outstanding revelation. And God told me this. He said, I want to come to you, and I really want to mess with your identity. So there's five things God's going to mess with you in the next 20 days if you're with me. If you're like, that doesn't resonate with me. I'm not with you, Pastor Ron. I'm just hearing something totally different. Hey, that's between you and the Lord. But if you're with me on what you're hearing, I went to the Lord and I said, what about 2020? And he said to me, 20 by 20. And I thought, what is 20 by 20? So I went and looked in the scriptures, and the Holy of Holies was 20 cubits by 20 cubits by 20 cubits. And I said, well, Lord, I see the 20 by 20, but what's the other by 20? And he said, well, 2020, you're coming into a time of significant hearing and significant understanding and significant speaking, because we know it's the year of the Hebraic calendar Pei, that we're entering into a new decade. We've just finished the decade of the word, the word of the Lord, and now we're going into the spoken word of the Lord. So the revelation of the last 10 years, there's a lot of promises that are now going to be fulfilled. And I think that's where this Ezekiel word came from, Prophet Belinda, today, is that things that have been delayed are now coming to pass. There's something called the synergy of the ages. We're standing on promises that have been given to our forefathers who founded our country that are now being remembered by the Lord. And God's hand is reaching down through all those promises, even to people who are in heaven, to us who are on earth. And there's a connecting of heaven to earth, and there's a going forth of promises yet to be fulfilled. And things that God has spoken to you about, you've now lived to enter into a time of seeing them come to pass. And in the next 20 days, God is going to mess with you. He's going to mess with your identity. He's going to elevate the understanding. I'm talking about revelation now. I'm talking about two things. I'm talking about revelation, which is God speaking his truth to you. And I'm thinking about comprehension, which is you being able to comprehend what God has promised you and really take it in and begin to live it. You've heard the Lord say that you are the body of Christ. But now you're going to comprehend that that's who you really are. And you're going to begin to move as Christ in the earth as you hear the voice of God and speak what he says to speak and do what he shows you to do. You're going to see some marvelous things take place. I was sharing with Jeremy earlier this week and doing some work for his company, and his boss had come from Europe to spend some time with him because his company, as a branch of all the other parts of an international global company, his company had outdone all of their performance factors above everybody else. Say remarkable. So something remarkable happened, and the guy comes and he says, I want to know your secret sauce, you know. How do you do what you do? And I'm sure, Scott, you get asked the same question because of the blessing that's on your life, and you know, how do you do what you do? And I liked Jeremy's answer. Jeremy's answer was, well, my Christian faith is a fundamental part of who I am and how I do what I do, but God brings me the people that I would need to do what it is we're trying to do. And he opens doors for me to walk through. Opportunity comes to me. And now we have to deliver it. We have to do the work. Say work. Work. It's the work of the ministry. It's the work of what you're called to do. But God is going to do remarkable things in you as a sign to people that your God is the one true God of the Bible. and you'll give an answer for the hope that's in you. I'm just prophesying that right now, that God is coming to you in the next 20 days, and he's going to amp up your idea of who you are. Your identity is going to measurably change based on a visitation and an intimacy with God that comes through prayer and the reading of the word. He'll guide you. He'll guide you into the scriptures, and you'll find who you are. And he will, and just to make it short, because I got some other things I want to do, but this is a prophetic declaration over our people that in the next 20 days, God's going to mess with five things. He's going to mess with your identity. He's going to mess with your authority. You're going to have a revelation that you have more authority than you think you have to speak and have things that you say come to pass like never before. And promises that have been laid up and resting in the ground, that those words of the kingdom are going to sprout up in coming days. And things, remarkable things are going to happen because not only has he messed with your identity, he's messed with your authority. He's going to mess with your purpose. You're going to quit being shotgun, and you're going to start being focused on two or three things that God's asked you to do. You're going to be really good at those because God sent you to do them, your purpose. He's going to mess with your destiny. So your identity, your authority, your purpose, your destiny. Destiny, he looks all through your weakness. Do you realize God is a God of miracles, and he doesn't really care how weak you are. He doesn't care what's happened to you. He doesn't care the situation you're in. He looks through all of your weaknesses and all of the things that you limit yourself. He without limitation, he prophesies like an arrow right through those, and he sets a destiny before us that's out of our understanding, above all we can ask, think, or dream. Our marriage is off the chain. It's above anything we asked or dreamed or thought. Yeah, it is. What can we say? It's crazy. It's crazy good. And God, what God did was he wrote on a 3x5 card five things that she wanted in a husband, and God delivered all of them and more. Just saying. Say that. I love to hear you say this.
Exceedingly, abundantly, far above everything I ever ask or hope for.
Praise God. And you know, it's just amazing. It's remarkable. Say that word with me again. Remarkable. God is going to do remarkable things in you by messing with your destiny and setting something up for you to expect that you've never expected before. You cannot do by yourself. It's called a big, hairy, audacious, God-given goal. In business, we call them BHAGs. They're big, hairy, audacious, God-given goals that you can't imagine. Jeremy was sharing with me that he changed his expectations in October to be much higher than they were before because the business was doing so well. And then what happened? It went past that. So we're talking about remarkable things. Each of you, turn to somebody and say, he's talking about you. He's talking about you. Each of you are going to have a remarkable testimony because God is going to mess with your identity, your authority, your purpose and destiny. And the fifth thing he's going to mess with is you believing his hand of blessing is upon you. I command the blessing right here upon you. The same blessing that came on Father Abraham has come on the Gentiles through Christ. I am the blessed of God. Yes. And in the book of Acts, he says, Peter says, God has sent Jesus to bless you in turning you from your iniquities. So when I say you're blessed and you say, oh, it can't be me. I have these weaknesses. I have these iniquities. I have these things going on in me. The blessing of God will change your iniquities and give you the desire to serve God more than you've ever served him before. And in the intimacy of being with Jesus, miracles will break out. So I said that to say this. I've got some other things to say. I told God yesterday morning, was I was in Battle Creek. I got off on one of these prophetic things. And I said, God, you got to stop that because I've got some very interesting things I want to tell people. And you're messing up my sermon today. God is messing with me. Oh, God, mess with us. We sang about it today. We sang the words of committing to God. All we are. Let your work be in us. Come, Lord, by a great fire. A new baptism of fire is coming to the body of Christ. We've been baptized in water. We've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. How many have been baptized into his sufferings? Mm-hmm. It's about time we get baptized into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Get some passion and life in us, a living word in us. That's so powerful. It creates remarkable signs and wonders that people can see. Our God is the one true God of the Bible, who's been raised from the dead. Death has no hold on me. Amen. So, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. I'm going to read several verses and preach for just a little while. In 1 Peter chapter 1, out of the Passion Translation. If you don't have it, I'll just read it to you and you can soak it up. Amen. So, 1 Peter chapter 1. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for prophetic words. We thank you, Lord, for your logos written word. We thank you for the rhema word that we can walk in and bathe in and take in and eat as we go. You are that bread from heaven. You are that drink. We eat and drink you and live out of the word of God. And we love the word. We love the word. Make the logos rhema to us today. In Jesus, your name, and for your glory, for your honor, for your riches and kingdom, I pray, amen. So, verse 2. I like the way it starts off in the Passion. Verse 2. You are not forgotten. Wow, that's a good thing. When we sang about the eyes of the Lord this morning, I saw seven eyes coming over the congregation. Lord says, these are the seven eyes of the Spirit. I got my eye on you. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro through the whole earth. And who's he looking for? Those who are an upright heart and seeking him, right? And that's us. Thank you, Lord. You're looking and you found us. We're here. Amen. He says, you are not forgotten, for you have been chosen and destined by Father God. You're not forgotten. You've been chosen and destined by Father God. Jesus said, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. That's in John 15. Read about fruitfulness. He says, I've chosen you to go bear fruit. I say, well, we didn't choose him. No, we believed in him. We heard about him and believed in him. And when we believed in him and confessed with our mouth, we need a Savior. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you, Lord, that you are my Savior. When we believed in him, he chose us. And we became the royal priesthood, the chosen generation. From Jesus' resurrection until his second coming is a whole one generation of the body of Christ being built. And we are that chosen generation and royal priesthood, and we have not been forgotten. The Holy Spirit has set you apart to be God's holy ones obedient followers of Jesus Christ who have been gloriously sprinkled with his blood. Where's your righteousness come from? The blood of Jesus. Thank God this is not our own righteousness by which we do these signs and wonders. Amen. The remarkable things we do is only because the righteousness of God has been imputed to us by the power of the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. And if you ever have any consciousness of doing something wrong, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Boom, we can have our righteousness back at any moment in time. Tell people that. People will come to you. Oh, I have such guilt. I have shame. I don't know. I think I've done something. I think something is keeping me from the blessing of God. They always say that stuff, right? People swear and say, excuse my French. Or they, oh, I'm sorry. Well, you don't have to be sorry to me. Be sorry to God. He'll forgive you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, set you on a straight path. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We ought to be quick to repent, quick to get right with God, quick to move into righteousness. And he says, you're obedient followers of Jesus Christ who have been gloriously sprinkled with his blood. May God's delightful grace and peace cascade over you many times over. Don't you love how the Passion puts it? And we've studied, Pastor Belinda and I have looked at the Passion. It's pretty accurate. Yeah, it's an update. Yes, it's a passionate translation, but it's a good translation. It don't lie. It does not lie. It tells the truth. And where I might find that it's not conveying what I know about the original language, I'll try to tell you. But these translations are good because they cause us to think differently about our identity, think differently about our authority, think differently about our purpose, think differently about our destiny, think differently about the blessing of God in our lives. Because when we change our mind, watch what happens. When you repent from dead works, which is saying things about yourself that's not true, and you begin to express faith towards God, expressing those things that are true concerning you, you begin to move into the life of God in a whole new way. I'm the healed of God. That's why every time we sneeze, we say, praise God, we're taking healing. Because we are. Verse 3. Celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown us his extravagant mercy. Celebrate with praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown us his extravagant mercy. What is mercy? Compassion? What else is mercy? When blind Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He wasn't looking just for compassion. He was looking for an answer. He was looking for his sight. So when you and I have issues and problems in our life, we can cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, show forth this extravagant mercy Peter's talking about and deliver to us eyesight, hearing, arthritis gone, bills paid, prodigals come home, all these things, right? Just begin to decree the extravagant mercy of God is on my life. God is good to me. God loves me beyond my weaknesses, beyond the issues of my life. I had a picture of myself the other day. I was praying in the Holy Ghost. If you're not praying in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray a bunch in the Holy Ghost. If you got things that are bothering you, pray in the Holy Ghost till they don't bother you no more. And you got, you'll rise up on some kind of joy trip that you've never been in before. But I was praying, and there was all this darkness, like a dark cloud. And I was about halfway here in it. And the harder I prayed in the Holy Ghost, I would rise up above that into light. And I decided I'm not coming down. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. There's a lot of joy up here where I'm living. Glory to God. And all that negative stuff. Belinda talked about that the other day. She said, you know what? There's so much negativity. The proverbs that are spoken. She says the Lord is calling an end to those proverbs. And he's declaring promises fulfilled. We're going to live up here in the promise fulfilled realm. Seeing with the eye of faith. Until we see in the natural. Why not? It's free. The air up here is free. This is a good air up here where I'm living. Glory to God. It says, celebrate with praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown unto us his extravagant mercy, for his fountain of mercy has given us a new life. I command the spring of living water to come up in your life and for God to give you a new life. If you're tired of your old life, just go ahead and get a new one. Glory to God. You can. You can. I'm starting to believe this stuff. Say, Pastor, you've lost your mind. I have gained the mind of Christ. And I'm just thinking with God so I can think like God. Say that with me. I am beginning to think with God so I can begin to think like God, because God is messing with my mind, what I understand, what I comprehend about my identity, my authority, my purpose, my destiny, and the blessing of God on my life. I have a new revelation. You will know the truth, and the truth will get you up out of that dark cloud into the light. It'll set you free. But what about this? Well, that's a proverb that God has done away with. But what about this? Well, that's a proverb God has done away with. But what about this? Well, there's a promise over here. Let's go over and get on that. And let's not worry about those other proverbs that are being spoken. That things are about the same. They'll never change. You got it? For his fountain of mercy has given us a new life. And we are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now that's, I hope you brought your shouting clothes, because that, whoo, glory to God. Amen. Yesterday they said, Apostle Rayon came from St. Joseph, Michigan, and he's the bartender of the Lord serving out the new wine. Because laughter broke out. We had one of those laughter breakdown things. That the joy of the Lord began to come. I think it's coming right now. I think it's coming right now to you. You're moving in a joy revelation. A revelation is coming to you about your identity that's going to bring you tidings of great joy. Oh, ooh, must be Christmas time. Can be any time. We can have Christmas any day we want. We redeem the time and we redeem the days. We can declare this is the day the Lord has made, and he only makes good days. At the end of every day of creation, he said, it's been a good day. Belinda and I, we've committed to having good days. Amen. Is there any stuff that happens in a day? Yeah, sure. But we get to see God's delivering power in everything that happens. And so we count it all joy when we fall into diverse trials, because we get to see another aspect of how good God's blessing is upon us, who we are, what's our purpose, what's our authority, what's our destiny, and what's the blessing of God on us is shown again. So whatever the devil does, God shows up and shows his glory. And it's a good day. Turn to your neighbor and say, how long can he keep this up? Forever. Eternal life is forever. You can have this today, and it'll be around tomorrow. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Just don't let him have it. He didn't give it to you, and he can't take it away. So the fountains of mercy has given us new life. We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It goes on, verse 4. And wait, there's more. Okay. Verse 4. We are reborn into a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, and never diminishes. It is promised and preserved forever in the heavenly realm for you. Now, a lot of times you read verses like that and you think, well, that's in the sweet by and by. In the sweet by and by, we will meet on that beautiful shore. And we will. And then we're coming right back to earth with Jesus to rule and reign. We all end up back here. So there's a by and by, and it's great. We love that. That's cool. But we all end up back on the earth ruling and reigning with Christ. And it says we're seated in heavenly places with Christ today. And it says we rule and reign with him in this life through faith. So why don't we get a little more ruling and reigning going today, both now and forever? And the Lord spoke this to me months ago. I was struggling with something. He said, what's going on in your life, Ron, that eternity will not resolve? What's going on in your life that 10,000 years from now won't make a whit bit of difference? I had to look up what a whit was. How many know what a whit is? When you're whittling, it's that little piece of wood that falls off. Doesn't mean anything. It's not part of the image that's being formed. We're being formed in the image of Christ. The real thing is staying, and all that other stuff is going. And 10,000 years from now in eternity, when I'm ruling and reigning with Christ and we're all running around together creating all kinds of stuff that's beyond our imagination right now, what has happened won't matter. All that stuff won't matter. What matters is people. What matters is relationships. What matters is you and I arriving before Christ as the perfect man and woman in the image of Christ. That's what matters. And so whatever we're going to do, let it reveal Christ to each one of us. And let us help each other get to that destiny in the new heavens, new earth. But there's an inheritance now that we can live in. And we rejoice in it. Verse 5. Through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation is ready to be revealed in that last time. May the thought of this, I like verse 6. Would you stand with me, please? Verse 6. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy. We got a few people jumping. Go ahead. If you can't jump, waddle from one foot to the other. I'm jumping for joy, Lord. I'm jumping for joy here, Lord. I'm jumping. May the thought of this cause you to jump for joy, even though lately you have had to put up with the grief of many trials. But these only reveal, say reveal, these only reveal the sterling core of your faith, which is far more valuable than gold that perishes, even the gold that's refined by fire. Your authentic faith will result in even more praise, glory, and honor when Jesus, the Anointed One, is revealed. You love him passionately, although you did not see him, but through believing in him, you are saturated with an ecstatic joy, indescribable, sublime, and immersed in glory. The King James, I think, would say unspeakable and full of glory. Joy, joy. We sang about it this morning. I really believe there's something joyous happening as your identity begins to be messed with by the Lord. And you begin to believe more and more about who he says you are. As your destiny, the prophetic words that have been spoken over you, they are coming to pass in this season we're going into. It is a season, I declare this as a decade of promises fulfilled. It is a decade of promises fulfilled. You watch what happens in the next 10 years. By the time I'm 82, you're going to see some remarkable things have taken place. Remarkable things in the body of Christ. Not only here, around the world. The body of Christ is doing some outstanding, remarkable things. Amen. So, Father, I bless the people of God with the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. I bless them with a new identity. I bless them with a new wineskin to hold new wine. They have now, I'm imparting to you, by the Spirit of grace upon me, I impart to you an ability to understand and comprehend your identity, your authority, your purpose and destiny, and the blessing of God upon you. In Jesus' name, I declare it, amen. Hug somebody and tell them, I believe it for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God.